Welcome to the Good Book Club podcast, part of a worldwide initiative to get people reading their Bible and exploring the Word of God together. This season, we're reading the Gospel of Matthew. Find the full list of daily readings and more ways to learn and connect at goodbookclub.org.
Hello, I'm Chris Yaw, founder of Church Next here in Metro Detroit. Today's reading for the Good Book Club is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 21 through 48. You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, "You shall not commit murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment." But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, "You fool," you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, "Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce." But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, "You shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord." But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, "An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth." But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Today's reflection on the scripture passage comes from A Journey with Matthew, published by Forward Movement as a book and ebook. The author is Scott Gunn. Jesus here continues his challenging teaching, reminding his followers and us that it is not enough to fulfill the letter of the law. Rather, what is in our heart matters as much as what we do. I'm certainly well acquainted with anger, and Jesus' teaching that my anger makes me liable to judgment is hard to hear. Of course, there is great wisdom here. Anger consumes the heart, and when rage is kindled within me, I am not able to be my best self, to love others, or even to love God fully. This is why reconciliation is so very important. Then we come to the tough bits about retaliation and loving our enemies. How different would our world be if we sincerely and devoutly prayed for our enemies, if we loved them rather than wishing our enemies harm, or dispatching armies to kill them. I'm not sure how this plays out in foreign policy, but I do know that every time I have prayed for the well-being of someone who has harmed me, my heart has been transformed. It is not easy to hear, but the call of the gospel is not they should be punished as they deserve, but rather that we should love our enemies. We are called to be perfect, something that we will never achieve, though the quest will bring us ever closer to Jesus. Throughout your day, consider the question about today's reading. Taking one example, Jesus says to give to everyone who begs from you. This command must have presented some of the same challenges to Jesus' listeners as it does for us today. Why do you think Jesus asked this of his followers? For several days, try praying for an enemy, perhaps a coworker or relative or a terrorist. Does this change you? Do you think it changes your enemy? Let us pray. What you ask of us is impossible, Lord Jesus, and so we beg you to help us repent and try again whenever we fail to follow you. Amen. If you'd like to comment or hear what others are saying, visit us on Facebook at The Good Book Club.
Thanks for listening. Find the full list of Good Book Club daily readings, as well as additional ways to learn and connect with other disciples, at www.goodbookclub.org. This podcast is produced by Forward Movement in partnership with the Episcopal Church's Office of Communications. Learn more at forwardmovement.org and episcopalchurch.org.